On the Vermont Sports Network from Learfield, this is the Catamount Insider, presented by Milton Cat. Get equipped, get to work. Now from the Handy Toyota broadcast booth, this is the Catamount Insider.
Catamount Country, it's time to dance!
Markin for three, got it!
From Shanahan again, she scores!
Ace Cowan's top right corner with half a second to go and the Cats win!
Everybody, welcome in to another episode of Catamount Insider. It's great to have you with us. I'm Brian McLaughlin. As always, thanks to our great friends at Milton Cat for being the presenting sponsor of Catamount Insider this entire season. This is episode 17. We've got 25 total episodes coming up over the course of the year. 17th episode already. This is the time of year where I just feel like everything is absolutely flying along. A really fun episode, I think, coming up for you. First up, we'll be joined by one of the men's ice hockey star performers and a veteran on the team, Simon Yalouche. You might have seen his most recent game-winning goal in overtime against the University of New Hampshire last weekend. It was all over the place. A SportsCenter top 10 play, the Hockey East Conference was posting about it. A really highlight reel moment for Simon and a big-time pickup of 2 points in overtime for Steve Wiedler and his team. At this point in the Hockey East schedule, they are just desperate for any points they can scavenge. And so that was a really big time moment. And I just wanted to sit down with Simon, somebody we've had on the podcast previously and has a really fun story, an international player that's come over here and really made a home in Burlington. Now in his fourth year with the program, he is one of the veteran leaders on this team and just somebody who anytime I see him, always a big smile, says hello, just a really personable and fun and happy guy to talk to. And so a really fun interview with Simon and great to catch up with him and hear about all things men's ice hockey. Then I'm joined by a newcomer on the red-hot women's basketball team, Sarah Erickson. You might know her as Scoop, joins the show. Now, I didn't ask Sarah about it in our interview. Pretty much everybody now around campus just refers to her as her nickname, Scoop. And it's as simple as there are two Sarahs on the team. And so one day early in the preseason when everybody was getting confused, Kat Gilwee just came up with the nickname Scoop and it stuck. So Sarah Erickson, a lot of people call her Scoop, will join Catamount Insider. She was coming off at the time a 15-point outing, a season-high outing for her scoring the rock against UMBC. And then most recently was a big part of the team's win against Binghamton on Thursday. It's a red-hot women's basketball team right now. They are just rolling, have not lost since their conference opening loss to UAlbany. And later on today, they've got a massive showdown with the Maine Black Bears up in Maine. So you're going to want to check that one out. It's available on ESPN Plus or Ryan Zimmerman. We'll have the call right here on WVMT and on the Varsity Network app. I think you're really going to enjoy getting to know Sarah and she tells her story about coming to UVM from St. Thomas Aquinas. I talk a lot with her about adjusting to the Division I level from D2, but then we talk a lot about her teammates and kind of the story of this season right now. So I think that's going to give some great insight into where the women's basketball program is. I'll step aside and get right to our interviews. Simone and Sarah, both great. We start with Simone Yalouche. I hope you enjoy this episode of Catamount Insider presented by Milton Cat.
So, as an alcohol-free product full of real Budweiser taste, we have the unique opportunity to bring Budweiser's flavor, taste, and enjoyment to guests with zero compromise. Budweiser Zero. Full-flavored, zero alcohol brew. 0% alcohol, 100% on your game. This message is brought to you by your friends at Budweiser, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
You want a Toyota? We got one for you. Andy Toyota in St. Albans. From Tacoma to Tundra to Raven Highlander and everything in between, our deals are mean. Northern New York or Vermont will deliver anywhere you want at no cost to you. Give us a shot. Our deals are hot. Andy Toyota, I-D-9, Exit 20, St. Albans. Short on time? Shop online at HandyCars.com.
Your want to take your grilling to the next level? It's all about what you've got sitting on the grates.
McKenzie Hardwood Smoked Sausage, Beer Brats, and Natural Casing Franks.
You'll thank me later.
Make it special. Make it McKenzie.
For the game. For the holiday. For the family outing. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of grilled perfection.
Make it special. Make it McKenzie.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Director's Cup as the top college athletic programs for the 2024-25 college athletics season? You can follow the standings of your favorite team or alma mater at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2025 to the winning institutions in all college sports divisions. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Wherever things are getting done and made better, you'll find Milton Cat, the exclusive dealer for Caterpillar machines and power systems in the Northeast, and a proud sports partner, the team behind your team and your school. Milton Cat is also the team ready for any challenge. Our customers rely on us for equipment, expertise, parts, and service. We're also the team ready for you with new challenges and exciting career opportunities. Milton Cat, always ready.
Morgan Stanley Wealth Management values long-term relationships with its clients. Built on servicing clients well, relationships spanning decades. Your local Morgan Stanley Wealth Management office knows that building relationships begins with getting to know each of our clients. That's because each investor has different goals. For more information, call 658-2424. Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
A true teammate takes on every day with a winner's attitude, gets up when they fall down, and leaves it all on the field. There's a group of teammates who do all these things every single day. But they're more than your typical athlete. They're kids dealing with unthinkable medical circumstances. Team Impact matches children facing serious illness or disability with college sports teams, creating a long-term, life-changing experience for everyone involved. Help us get all kids in the game. Visit teamimpact.org. Team Impact. All in, all together.
College sports fans now have access to hundreds of weekly podcasts that zero in on the college sports world. Now available in the Varsity Podcast Network and part of the new Varsity app. The app is free and available from wherever you get your favorite apps. Download the Varsity app today to have access to hundreds of national podcasts as well as your favorite team-focused podcasts. The Varsity Podcast Network, now available for free on the Varsity app. Download from the App Store and listen today.
Welcome back to Catamount Insider. We're thrilled to be joined by Simon Yelush of the UVM men's hockey team. How did I do in the pronunciation there? Is that correct?
That was good. That was really good, actually. Thank you for having me here.
Yeah, great to have you. He's the scorer of the game-winning goal recently for UVM against UNH, and quite a goal it was. The team ends up splitting the weekend's trip to New Hampshire, and now a full weekend off for the men's hockey team. It's got to feel nice, right? Nice little break.
Yes, it feels nice. You know, a couple extra days for the guys to regroup, get back. It's perfect.
Let's talk about that big win on the road at UNH. I know it's a series split. You guys wanted to come away with them both, but just how big did that Friday win feel? Because it's been a tough little stretch here in Hockey East play, and any point just feels like it's a massive point in the standings. So that had to be a pretty satisfying win.
No, it was. We started really bad the first period. You're on the road. You know, maybe the guys were not feeling ready or well, or there we got some sick guys. It was a lot going on, and the first period was really bad. We started with 2-0 after the first one, and then we needed that one goal to get us back on 2-1, and then Timothy scored, so it was great. And then he scored another one, 2-2, and suddenly it's a different game, right? So after the second period was 2-2, we went to the third one. We can still win. We are back, and then the big overtime. It was awesome. Big goal, but big big win for us, for the team. You know, it's 2 points, so it's two, right?
Two.
You know,
cause, got it.
Yeah, it's two. Because that, you know, the non-conference is different.
Weird.
It's every game. It's like, not every game, but non-conference games is different. Hockey is different. But yeah, it's 2 points. It was great. You know, like from the bad start, we ended up having 2 points. So it was awesome.
Okay, let's talk about the goal specifically, because I'm sitting at home watching, and it's always fun to watch overtime, right? There's so much open ice. There's room for creativity and speed, and so I'm excited for something cool. You pull out an outstanding move and end up scoring the goal. Walk me through kind of the sequence that led up to it, and then kind of what you saw on the play.
Yeah, so I saw Sebe going with the puck, and there was like two guys on him, so I knew that if he just makes this play and like puts the puck in the space in the middle, that I'm going to be open there, you know. And that's exactly what happened. Like he made a great pass, and then, you know, I was kind of walking in one-on-one, and the puck was coming from the right side, so I knew that the guy from UNH, he was also kind of coming from the right, from that angle. Mm-hmm. So I knew that I could like pull that move off, you know, like because I was coming from the left to the right, you know. And I don't even know, it was just like yeah, let's try it, you know. Like it's I'm going one-on-one. I knew that two guys are behind me, so if something happens, there's still like, they're not gonna get a breakaway or anything. Mm-hmm. So I was like, yeah, let's try it, it can work, and it did. And then it was just in my head to go back and forth and up, you know. It's kind of the, I wouldn't say usual, but that's kind of what I knew that I want to do, and ended up working out. So no, it was a great feeling, you know. Then all the guys coming, and you know, especially, you know, it's an extra point for us, which in our hockey schedule it's huge. So yeah, it was a big ending.
I loved the look on your face after you scored. It was almost like, did you guys see what I just did? Can I believe what I just did? What was going through your mind after you put the puck away? And was it a look of shock? What was going on in your mind after you fired that one in?
Yeah, it was more like wow, this was like, I was just so happy that it worked out, and that, you know, it's always passion to score the overtime winner, because, you know, like, after every time you score a goal, there's like, the game keeps mm-hmm. going, right? But after overtime goal, it's done, right? The game is done, and we won. We just, you know, it's another point for us, extra point for us. It's a win for the team. It's, you know, it's like, it's a big moment. So I don't know. I just try to, honestly, I just try to like soak it in, you know, just be like, I look at the guys, they were like jumping over, and we were all celebrating. And I was like, just look at the guys, just enjoy this moment, you know, like this moment doesn't happen that often. And, you know, just be with all the guys, same spot, just celebrating on the road, you know. Yeah. A big overtime win. It was awesome.
I want to then just kind of go a little bit deeper on the actual move you pulled off. Is that something that you're practicing, or just I know you're practicing stick work all the time, and, or was it more just kind of you just walked us through beautifully what you saw. Did it all just kind of happen naturally once kind of things are in motion then? Or was that something that in a situation where you have, okay, if I'm moving on this angle, this is a type of, I guess, play I can make in that situation? I'm curious just about practicing something like that versus just kind of naturally trying something and it kind of comes off right.
Yeah, I think it was I ended up in like a special situation that, like, you know, I was – one-on-one with a guy, right?
Yeah.
Like it doesn't really happen. Yeah, it doesn't really happen that often. So I was like, you know, I knew that I can do this move. I wouldn't say that I do it that often in the practice, you know, but I knew that I can do it. And it was like, I ended up in like a special spot. I was like, wow, you know, like now it might be a good time. Because mm-hmm. as I said before, you know, like if I don't do it right, there's still two guys behind me. They can still handle it, you know. And I was still in the speed. So, you know, I could back check. So it was like, and it's overtime, it's 3-on-3. It's basically, you know, both teams are waiting for something to happen. Like someone needs to fall.
Someone's
there's got to be like
a
yeah, there's got to be like something. Someone needs to do something, you know, and usually it's like this one-on-one play, or you make some play one-on-one, and then it's 2-on-1 or 2-on-0 or breakaway or something. So I was like, yeah, why not me making a play here? You know, let's try it. I was like confident I can do it, and and I did. So
Is 3-on-3 overtime fun? Is that like, do you, everyone wants to win in regulation for the full 3 points, but is it when you're out there and there's that much open ice? Is that enjoyable, a way to play?
Yeah, I mean, I like it a lot. It's just this, you have so much space, and it's like this positioning game, you know, like you need to know where to be. And, you know, sometimes it's hard when they hold the puck for too long and they are changing, right? And you mm-hmm. can be there 2-3 minutes, you never know.
Yeah.
But when you have puck, it's just like you're waiting for this moment, like something to happen. You know, you don't usually just shoot it around the defender or, you know, you don't want to waste the puck. You're just kind of waiting for something to happen. And I like it. You know, it's so much fun. So much fun.
All right, tell me about this kind of, we talked about it off the top, a weekend off for everybody. And so it's a full kind of 2 weeks between games. What's going on for the team in this stretch? Is there some time to rest? Is there really intense practices? Mm-hmm. How are you guys handling this stretch without any actual action on the ice?
Yeah, so we had a couple guys, you know, we have some sickness in the team, a couple mm-hmm. guys were hurt. So this week is perfect to kind of regroup. So we had a couple like extra day off. We had a good practice today, a lot of shooting, a lot of like battles and games, which was perfect. And there's like an extra day or two off. So it's perfect for the guys to like get back to, you know, do some rehab, take care of the body and stuff like that. And we, you know, then next week is back to the old the classic week before the game. And I think just everyone does appreciate this one extra week for our bodies.
We're now going to take a quick break in our sit down with Simon Yalouche. He returns to Catamount Insider after this. You want a Toyota? We got one for you. Andy Toyota in St. Albans. From Tacoma to Tundra to Raven Highlander and everything in between, our deals are mean. Northern New York or Vermont will deliver anywhere you want at no cost to you. Give us a shot. Our deals are hot. Andy Toyota, I-9, Exit 20, St. Albans. Short on time? Shop online at handycars.com.
Mackenzie Franks off the grill. Big score. Their beer bratwurst, a total touchdown. Hardwood smoked sausage. It's a family favorite. Grilling wood smoked, handcrafted foods with signature spice blends. Eating foods you feel good about and you trust. Premium meats and cheeses since 1907. Make it special. Make it Mackenzie.
A true teammate takes on every day with a winner's attitude, gets up when they fall down, and leaves it all on the field. There's a group of teammates who do all these things every single day. But they're more than your typical athlete. They're kids dealing with unthinkable medical circumstances. Team Impact matches children facing serious illness or disability with college sports teams, creating a long-term, life-changing experience for everyone involved. Help us get all kids in the game. Visit teamimpact.org. Team Impact. All in, all together.
Morgan Stanley Wealth Management values long-term relationships with its clients. Built on servicing clients well, relationships spanning decades. Your local Morgan Stanley Wealth Management office knows that building relationships begins with getting to know each of our clients. That's because each investor has different goals. For more information, call 658-2424. Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
Budweiser knows your friends are counting on you. So, we want you to remember to make a plan to make it home every time you go out. Do whatever it takes to get home safely. Call a friend, arrange for a cab, or designate a driver. Because friends are waiting.
Ooh, when you come home to me.
This message is brought to you by your friends at Budweiser, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
College sports fans now have access to hundreds of weekly podcasts that zero in on the college sports world. Now available in the Varsity Podcast Network and part of the new Varsity app. The app is free and available from wherever you get your favorite apps. Download the Varsity app today to have access to hundreds of national podcasts as well as your favorite team-focused podcasts. The Varsity Podcast Network, now available for free on the Varsity app. Download from the App Store and listen today.
As a proud sports partner, we're the team behind your team and your school. We're Milton Cat, the exclusive dealer for Caterpillar machines and power systems in the Northeast. Wherever things are getting done, you'll find our customers building, powering, and maintaining our communities. You'll also find Milton Cat, the team ready with the best technology, expertise, parts, and service. So if you're ready for new challenges and exciting career opportunities, join our team, Milton Cat, always ready.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Director's Cup as the top college athletic programs for the 2024-25 college athletic season? You can follow the standings of your favorite team or alma mater at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2025 to the winning institutions in all college sports divisions. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Welcome back to Catamount Insider, and we return to our interview with UVM men's ice hockey player Simon Yalouge. So the season's been fun for stretches. At times, I know there have been some games that you guys have wanted to come out on top. How do you feel like the team is sitting right now? Is like the Hockey East is a crazy league. It is so tough weekend in and weekend out. Where do you feel like the group is at as far as confidence and as far as feeling like you can really compete with these top teams in the country that you're seeing so often? How do you feel like the group is at this point in the year?
So I think we have so much confidence. Like we feel that we are right there on that edge of like I wouldn't say like we don't know what's going to happen before the game, but we feel like we can win every game. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like it's like this feeling that this team is ready to win big games. And as you said, like every hockey's game is big. Like these guys are, you know, all the teams are in, like top of the country. So yeah, I think we, you know, sometimes we just miss a little. You know, we miss something that we lose the game. But we're always like there. You know, we're always in the game. We're always like. I have a good feeling from the team and from like all the guys, you know, that you know, everyone knows that everyone is confident that we can win big games, and that's, you know, that's really important because, you know, I've been here for 4 years and it didn't really feel like that the years before, you know, especially my first 2 years. You know, we felt like, you know, maybe we are not close to winning, but now we are there. You know, it's like we can really win.
And you guys have shown that as well. I mean, that stretch where it was like 35 goals in six games, something crazy, where the goals are just firing and you guys go on this great winning streak. What was working so well in that stretch that just allowed, felt like everything to kind of click into gear there, and the team was firing on all cylinders for a pretty good stretch?
Yeah, I think, I mean, there was this couple non-conference games when I think we were so much better team than the other ones, and I'm happy that we won all those games and we scored that many goals. I feel like it helped the team. We know we got some confidence. We, you know, scored many goals, which was really good for the guys. And now, I mean, we still know we can be that team, right?
Yeah.
And as I said, like, we are on that edge. So it's just like, you know, let's prove it.
What do you think the difference can be? What is the thing that can get the team over the humps against some of these top five teams? Because I'm with you. It's competitive every single night. And when I watch you guys play, regardless of who the opponent is, what's going to be the thing that can take you to the next step where you're one of those teams that are atop the Hockey East standings?
Yeah, I think I would say just these details that, you know, I feel like we are also a team when we got to bring the intensity, we got to bring the details, we got to, you know, we got to bring everything you know, and then it works for us. So I don't think we have time for just not showing up or something, which, for example, it happened the first game against UNH. Like, we didn't show up the first period, and suddenly it's 2-0. And, you know, these teams in hockey, they don't mess up, but they are also ready. It's a short season. It's 34 games, you know, and we just have to pay attention to these details and show up every game right from the dot. And I think we can do a big results this year.
You mentioned that you're a veteran now on this team. You've been playing here at UVM for a long time. How are you evolving as a leader? Where do you feel like your role is as far as being a part of a group of veterans on the team who have seen a lot of hockey together, and what has it been like to be competing in your senior season this year?
I love it so far. I love it so far. We have a great senior group.
Yeah.
The older guys, you know, we are really good friends. You know, we are really tight. And I think the younger guys respect us. We try to be as friendly as we can be. You know, we just try to, you know, show them the way, you know, and we try to treat them really good, you know, ask questions, whatever they need, you know, we are there for them. And I love it so far. I feel like they also respect us, you know, when we say something, they understand it, and they ask questions, you know, and that's so nice every time, you know, some freshmen or some younger guys come and, you know, they want some advice. And I'm always just so happy to, you know, talk to them. And you know, I got some experience from last couple of years, so it's always something to tell them. You know, it's good. I'm really enjoying this year. I'm really enjoying it.
Tell me about the group of freshmen, because it's been so fun to watch them out there this year. And you see, like, Max and Colin are amongst the team leaders in points, but plenty of other youngsters are seeing a lot of ice time. What's it been like to have a young group of guys come in and make impacts right away within the locker room and with the team?
No, it's awesome. I mean, you know, it's huge for the team to have, you know, because it's hard to be a freshman, especially in hockey, East in college. You know, like, I showed up here and I didn't really know much about college, right? I was a guy from Slovakia. I played in Sweden before. I didn't really go the American way. So I was like, oh, this is everything new. I didn't know much, you know. And then I found out, like, this is not easy, you know. I thought it's going to be so easy, like, I'm going to be the best player, you know, ever. But then you're like, oh, like, this league is good. You know, like, you were one of the younger ones, you know, you gotta, wow, you know, it was hard. But these guys, they showed up, they're confident, they make points, they score goals, they win big games for us. You know, I mean, it's huge. It's great for us when, like, the freshman class just gets right into it, you know, and it's a big help. You know, I hope that we also help them, that we show them the way, you know, they respect us, we respect them. It's big.
Wrap up with me here with this. If this team and if your team can go on a run or, like, really start to play your best hockey going forward and make a push here at the end of the regular season and, of course, hopefully in the playoffs, what does that look like? What are you going to be doing really well if you're finding a way to get these wins? And what are the things that you guys can do to really kind of to get it going and get to that level that I know you feel like you're right there to get to? What does that look like for UVM hockey?
It looks like very, very good defensive game. Defensively, we need to be really good because we can score goals. We have, as we talk about the freshman class, our class, every, you know, we can score goals, and I think we proved it. I saw some stats, but, like, there was a year we scored like 50, 60 goals in the entire season. Now we are almost at 70, 80, and it's still 10 games left, right? So this team proved that we can score goals, but we have to be 100% defensively because, you know, we can win these tough games with, you know, like, we don't need to win 8-1 or 7-1 or something, you know. We need a couple goals and be great defensively, and then, you know, it's going to be perfect. Like, good PK, good power play, you know. I mean, I kind of mentioned everything, but I mean,
you're good at it all.
But especially the defensive stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And also, I would say, be execute right from the beginning. You know, just don't let it go at the, you know, the first period or first half of the after the game. Just be good, be intense, you know, fast right from the dot, right from the beginning.
Simon, thank you so much for joining Catamount Insider this week. Always so great to sit down with you, and can't wait to watch the rest of the season.
Thank you so much for having me here.
And thanks again to Simone for joining Catamount Insider this week. Such a bright guy and such a fun interview. We've had him on before, so if you want to go back and find his story, go back and check that one out. But really wanted to dive into this season and this team. And in particular, we spent a lot of time talking about that great overtime winner that he scored against New Hampshire last weekend. Really fun moment for him and for the team is, again, they've got a big stretch of games upcoming. They're off this weekend, but returning next week, and it's a huge part of the season upcoming for Coach Wheedler, the whole hockey team. They're in the mix in the Hockey East. I know they're in the bottom half of the standings right now, but this team can accumulate points in a hurry if they get it going. We've seen them play their best hockey at different points this season, and I do think there is a different level of belief around the program right now that they really can hang with the big boys of arguably the best hockey conference in the country. So thanks again to Simone for sharing some of that perspective and taking the time out of his day to sit down with us and chat and tell the story of what was one of the coolest moments, honestly, that I can remember this season for the UVM men's hockey team. So thanks again to Simone for joining us today. Now we're going to step aside. When we return, Sarah Erickson, otherwise known as Scoop, of the women's basketball team, joins Catamount Insider. You're going to want to stick with us. This is Catamount Insider, presented by Milton Catt.
Morgan Stanley Wealth Management values long-term relationships with its clients, built on servicing clients well, relationships spanning decades. Your local Morgan Stanley Wealth Management office knows that building relationships begins with getting to know each of our clients. That's because each investor has different goals. For more information, call 658-2424. Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
McKenzie Grilling Kielbasa for the family dinner.
This time, I'm skrilling it.
Hardwood smoked kielbasa on the grill. Finished up in the skillet with roasted potatoes.
Skrilled it.
Make it special. Make it McKenzie.
For the game. For the holiday. For the family outing. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of grilled perfection.
Make it special. Make it McKenzie.
College sports fans now have access to hundreds of weekly podcasts that zero in on the college sports world. Now available in the Varsity Podcast Network and part of the new Varsity app. The app is free and available from wherever you get your favorite apps. Download the Varsity app today to have access to hundreds of national podcasts as well as your favorite team-focused podcasts. The Varsity Podcast Network, now available for free on the Varsity app. Download from the App Store and listen today.
Wherever things are getting done and made better, you'll find Milton Catt, the exclusive dealer for Caterpillar machines and power systems in the Northeast, and a proud sports partner, the team behind your team and your school. Milton Catt is also the team ready for any challenge. Our customers rely on us for equipment, expertise, parts, and service. We're also the team ready for you with new challenges and exciting career opportunities. Milton Catt, always ready.
You want a Toyota? We got one for you. Andy Toyota in St. Albans. From Tacoma to Tundra to Ravin Highlander and everything in between, our deals are mean. Northern New York or Vermont will deliver anywhere you want at no cost to you. Give us a shot. Our deals are hot. Andy Toyota, I-D-9, Exit 20, St. Albans. Short on time? Shop online at HandyCars.com.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Director's Cup as the top college athletic programs for the 2024-25 college athletics season? You can follow the standings of your favorite team or alma mater at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2025 to the winning institutions in all college sports divisions. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
So, as an alcohol-free product full of real Budweiser taste, we have the unique opportunity to bring Budweiser's flavor, taste, and enjoyment to guests with zero compromise. Budweiser Zero. Full-flavored, zero alcohol brew. 0% alcohol, 100% on your game. This message is brought to you by your friends at Budweiser, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
A true teammate takes on every day with a winner's attitude. Gets up when they fall down and leaves it all on the field. There's a group of teammates who do all these things every single day. But they're more than your typical athlete. They're kids dealing with unthinkable medical circumstances. Team Impact matches children facing serious illness or disability with college sports teams, creating a long-term, life-changing experience for everyone involved. Help us get all kids in the game. Visit teamimpact.org. Team Impact. All in, all together.
Welcome back to Catamount Insider. I'm thrilled to be joined by Sarah Erickson of the UVM women's basketball team, coming off a 15-point game individually and a big win for the team. A bunch of wins in a row now for the team, winners of six straight. Sarah, thanks so much for joining us. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. Excited to have you on and chat all things women's basketball. As I said, the team's won six in a row. Just how much fun are you guys having right now? You're dominating teams, winning by big numbers, and you're obviously playing really well as well. What's been working well for the group?
Yeah, I think we've really enjoyed the winning streak that we're on. I think we're just taking it one game at a time, which has helped us, not looking too far ahead. And yeah, it's been fun. We're playing well right now, and we're enjoying it.
You've stepped into the starting lineup, and that's kind of coincided with this winning streak. Just tell me about starting versus coming off the bench. Is there a difference to you that you think about differently? And just what's it been like being in the starting five recently?
Yeah, it's been great. It was an adjustment coming off the bench, but I sort of assumed that would be my role coming into it. So I was just trying to be the energizer bunny, and then it didn't change much coming into the starting lineup. I just tried to keep doing the same thing, and yeah, it's been going well.
Okay, that's interesting, as you kind of mentioned what you maybe expected the role to be. You're obviously coming from a very successful three-year career at St. Thomas Aquinas. What has it been like for you as you got to a new program and kind of settled in here? Just kind of what was it like at first, and how has it gone over the course of the year being with just a new group?
Yeah, it was definitely a lot of change. I was really grateful for the summer sessions, something that I didn't have at Division II, but it really helps. There's so much learning and just new things going on just for a new program, obviously. So that was great to have a little learning period and then get into it going into preseason. And yeah, I've just been learning every day and picking up new things.
Love that. Let's talk about just kind of how you found UVM. At what point did you kind of start to think about maybe you want to find somewhere new for your senior year after, obviously, like I said, a very successful career for you at St. Thomas Aquinas? But what kind of went into the thought process of trying to find a new spot to play, and just walk me through kind of how you eventually landed at UVM?
Yeah, obviously never really thought about it. And then circumstances change, things happen, and yeah. I decided to enter the portal. And as soon as I did, I think the same day, I got an email from our assistant, Coach Alec. He was an assistant at Damon, so I had known him a little bit, and he had known me. And then we just hooked up, and I came on a visit like the next week, and I loved it. And it really worked out perfectly, honestly.
What was your experience overall in the transfer portal like? It's always, the portal sounds like this mythical like area that people go and hang out. But what was it like for you as you, I'm sure, had plenty of other teams reaching out as well?
Yeah, it was definitely scary. I mean, the hardest part was the school part. Nobody, it's not easy to transfer after 3 years and get all of your credits to transfer. So that was definitely a difficult part. But UVM was definitely the most interested, and I wanted to make a decision quickly, and I made the right one.
Nice. Then what was it like, those summer session practices, getting here and kind of jumping in with the team, and what are the things that you felt you could confidently bring this group that you really wanted to be able to provide as you first got here to campus and started to fit in with everybody?
Yeah, it definitely took a minute for me to realize and see what I'm going to be able to give the team, because they obviously had so many great pieces already. But I was really just trying to learn from Kat and Bella and all of the older girls and just take their work ethic and take what they're doing on and off the court and try to copy them, basically. They've done such a great job here, so I was just trying to follow their lead.
What was the biggest adjustment maybe for you, or just something that you really have had to learn a lot since you got here with?
I think just the new system. That's a lot of plays, which wasn't something that we were familiar with at my old school. So I was just trying to memorize all the plays, memorize new defense. I had never played man-to-man in college.
Oh, wow.
So a lot of new things, definitely a lot of learning.
Tell me about learning just the man-to-man in college. What's been the biggest kind of thing that you've picked up and just kind of had to go through to grow and learn how to play with Coach Kresge, who sure loves defense?
Yeah, definitely. That was probably my biggest worry coming into it. I had never played man-to-man, and I wasn't necessarily a great on-ball defender when I got here. But you learn quickly. If you want to play here, you're going to have to learn how to play defense. So I've been able to pick it up and learned a lot of new things along the way.
All right, let's talk about how the season's kind of gone so far. The non-conference had some ups and downs. Obviously, the two-week trip was wild that everybody is, I'm sure, still in some ways recovering from, right? Just kind of, how have you guys found this groove? What's been the thing that helped you guys settle in as conference has gotten going? And kind of how did you get to this point where you are playing such good ball?
Yeah, obviously non-conference was a very challenging schedule, and we did a lot of traveling, and so that was a lot to kind of get into a groove when you're on the road so much, and you're obviously playing with new people and stuff like that. A lot of things go into it. And then we came into conference, and Albany sort of slapped us in the face there, but it was a good wake-up call, and I think we did need it. And then from there, I think our mindset's just been a little different, more focused on each game and just playing harder and executing, and I think we've done that the last few games.
All right, let's talk about the non-conference. What do you feel like was, and how did you get through kind of some of the rougher games where you weren't playing as well as I know you guys think you could and have proven you can play? What were the harder parts that you had to learn and grow from throughout the non-conference stretch?
I mean, I think just losing is never fun, and I really hate losing, so that was a struggle. But I think we also kept in the back of our mind, like, we're playing really good competition. We're still learning. We weren't playing at the pace that we were playing at now, so there's a lot of things that went into it. And we all tried to keep that in the back of our minds coming into conference.
Yeah. Let's talk about the two-week trip to Alaska and to Cancun and, like, other places as well. Minnesota's kind of tossed in there. You had a road game at Dartmouth before even the whole thing started. Looking back on it, what are you going to remember? Basketball, non-basketball, just kind of a true crazy experience, I'm sure you have some memories from.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think just looking back on it, I don't even know if I'll remember any of the games that we played. It was just going to Alaska was incredible. We got to do a dog sledding experience and then going straight to Cancun, just being on the beach. I mean, it was just great bonding time and spending time with some of my best friends now. So it was great.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk a little X and O's basketball side of things here. You mentioned the pace that you guys are playing with. How did that come about as you were trying to kind of up the tempo and the likes of, there are a lot of good ball handlers on this team that can get the rebound and go. How did that kind of unfold over the course of the year to the point where you are trying to push it a little bit more these days?
Yeah, I think early on we were focused on sets and things like that, and I think once we started to realize we can get out and run a little bit more, and that's more of our strength, we just tried to keep focusing on that and implementing it in practices and then getting into it in games, and it's worked well for us so far.
When you've got the ball in your hands in those transition moments, what are you kind of looking for as you're bringing it up the floor, and how do you try to read the play when things are happening quickly?
Yeah, I'm just trying to read the defense, scan the floors, try to see everyone, see who's open. And then I'm just trying to take what the defense gives and not do too much with it.
Would you say you're a natural point guard? Is that the spot you're most comfortable playing?
I wouldn't say I'm a natural point guard. I've grew up playing the two mostly.
Or more
but,
the two, okay.
I went into the point guard role in college, and so I feel pretty comfortable at it now.
Got it. How is it when there are so many guards out there that can handle it, whether it is you, Kat, Bella, Kira can bring it up and initiate. Malia's a great in-transition player as well. How does that work when you're all out there together and it's fun to watch you guys play when it's all working well, but there isn't, I guess, a set point guard in a lot of these moments. How has that been for you?
It's been great. It's a lot of fun to not have to worry about always going to get the rebound or get the outlet pass. Yeah. Like, whoever gets it can go and run, and it gets us out in transition a lot faster.
And you're always looking for Anna, right?
Yeah.
What's she do that makes her such a special player? Because we've seen it here at Vermont for a while that she's been a really impressive and has put together an impressive career. What impressed you about Anna when you first started playing with her, and what impresses you now?
Oh, man, Anna is just unreal. Like, sometimes I'm just in awe watching her play. I mean, she catches the ball, and she's so athletic on her catches and her finishes. Everything she does really just amazes me. I mean, I haven't played with a post that's that dominant and that good ever in my life, so it's really impressive to watch her play, and I love it.
Is it almost too easy sometimes to just, when in doubt, throw it into Anna? Because that's
no, that's normally what we go to. She's just dominant down there, and I love watching her play.
The last couple of games, though, Nicola Prieta has really stepped up. How is that, and what do you think she's been able to do that's allowed her to really have a couple of big performances recently?
Yeah, her performance has been great. She just has so much energy when she plays, and when she plays well, it's so fun to watch her. And her and Anna do a great job feeding each other and just getting each other going. I love when Nicola has all the energy. It's awesome to watch her.
Yeah, these last couple of games, I know we just talked about Anna a lot. She hasn't even had that big numbers recently. What's been so, I guess, allowed everybody else to kind of, I mean, you had the 15-point outing last time, and Kira's had big performances recently. How dangerous is this group when all of you guys are playing kind of at that level and there are so many kind of weapons on offense?
Yeah, I think we have done a great job of playing team offense and just sharing the ball, and who is ever open is gonna let it fly, and that's what we want.
What was your kind of, I mean, you scored over 1,000 career points at St. Thomas Aquinas. How were you getting your offense then, and how is that different than now? Or is it different than kind of how you're getting your offense now?
I think at Stack it was a lot of one-on-one and just creating my own shot. And here I don't necessarily have to do that as often, which is nice. I'm just looking to pick and choose where I can find my spots to score. But, yeah, I was more of a one-on-one, like, going to the basket type of player. Mm. So, yeah, a little different.
Differences in the Division II game to the Division I game, what have you noticed? Are there differences? Is it just similar and same old basketball, 5-on-5, here we go? Tell me about kind of adjusting from a step up in levels that I'm sure maybe it's oversold. I have no idea.
Yeah, I think there's definitely some differences. The pace of play is always a little bit faster. There's definitely some bigger girls here at Division I, but at the end of the day, it's still basketball. There's some great players at Division II that could easily be playing at this level, but there's definitely some differences in height and athleticism, stuff like that, but nothing crazy at the end of the day.
What's the big focus right now in practice? Where's the team really feeling like we need to get better at this to achieve our goals this year?
I think defense is always just the number one
always.
Thing. Yeah. Yep. So there's always something to get better at. We're just locked in on Binghamton right now and focusing on what they do and how we can guard that.
Is there any, Albany gave it to you pretty good, like you said. Is there any kind of thinking about we want another licks at Albany, or is it, you said it, we're focusing on the game in front of us, but I'm curious, is there any of that still with the Great Danes? You want another crack at them?
I mean, we're definitely focused on Binghamton, but we're always
ready for that.
We're always ready for a game.
Just to kind of wrap up then, as far as your game, what are the things that you're focused on? And when you're working with the coaches, what are you really trying to even in season, just keep clean or tweak or improve on?
Yeah, I'm always just trying to, keep my shot fresh and make sure it feels good. Just working on my shot and then focusing on defense and how I can keep guarding the other team.
All right. Well, so the defensive side of things, what was the hardest part about going man-to-man? You said maybe you obviously you hadn't done that before. Biggest thing you had to learn that's allowed you to kind of play in this style defensively and perform at the level the coaches are asking you to?
Yeah, there's just a lot of team defense principles that I had to learn, squeezing, having each other's back. It's really a team defense, and nobody can be left on an island. So just learning that and learning how to help my teammates when I'm off the ball and things like that.
Does Bella ever guard you in practice, and what's that like?
Oh, man. Early in the season, maybe preseason and stuff, but I never want to see Bella guarding me. She's such a pest, and I know she's going to be in there poking it around when the posts have the ball. It's just, she's tough. She's so tough.
What is it about her that just, it finds ways to impact the game, I feel like, every time? What's your favorite part about playing with Bella, I guess I should ask?
That's a really good question. Bella's just a dog. She's just a competitor, and she wants to win so badly, and she's going to do whatever it takes. And everything that she does is, in her mind, helping us win. So just her will to win is just incredible.
What was your first impression of Coach Kresge when you first were thinking about coming to UVM, and what's it been like to get to work with her over the last few months?
Yeah, I think I got a pretty good impression of her on my visit, and then coming into summer, I just could tell that she wanted to win, and that's where I wanted to come into a program that was going to be competitive and really wanted to win, and she really wants to win, so that's great.
It's a great way to end it. Sarah, thank you so much for joining Catamount Insider. Good luck this weekend. Good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And once again, thank you so much to Sarah for joining Catamount Insider this week. She's a newcomer around Catamount country. We mentioned it. She spent her first 3 years of her career at St. Thomas Aquinas, otherwise known as STAC, at the Division II level. And she was a star player, transferred up to Division I. And it's been an interesting road for her. She was coming off the bench early, doing a lot of ball handling, and now is really settling in as a go-to scorer, as kind of another piece to this really balanced UVM team. I mentioned it, Anna Olson is this team's star, but when it's players like Sarah or Bella Vito, Kira Hansen obviously can really score it. And then you've got Kat Gilwee, Nicola Prieta. So many different options for this team. And I think that makes it really fun. And they're proving they're really dangerous. They won again on Thursday after Sarah and I sat down for our interview. And so it's just a team that are really clicking on all cylinders at the moment. A massive, massive matchup later on today, if you're listening with us on this Saturday morning, against Maine, the UVM women's team traveling on the road to take on the Black Bears. So good luck to them on that one. Thanks again to Sarah for joining us and telling her story and shedding light on just what has made this team really find their rhythm as the year has gone on. Such a balanced group right now. Coach Kresge's really got another America East title challenger. So good luck to the women's basketball team. Thanks again to Sarah. We're going to wrap up Catamount Insider after this quick commercial break. Stick with us on Catamount Insider.
As a proud sports partner, we're the team behind your team and your school. We're Milton Cat, the exclusive dealer for Caterpillar machines and power systems in the Northeast. Wherever things are getting done, you'll find our customers building, powering, and maintaining our communities. You'll also find Milton Cat, the team ready with the best technology, expertise, parts, and service. So if you're ready for new challenges and exciting career opportunities, join our team, Milton Cat, always ready.
Budweiser knows your friends are counting on you. So, we want you to remember to make a plan to make it home every time you go out. Do whatever it takes to get home safely. Call a friend, arrange for a cab, or designate a driver. Because friends are waiting.
Ooh, when you come home to me.
This message is brought to you by your friends at Budweiser, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
You want a Toyota? We got one for you. Andy Toyota in St. Albans. From Tacoma to Tundra to Raven Highlander and everything in between, our deals are mean. Northern New York or Vermont will deliver anywhere you want at no cost to you. Give us a shot. Our deals are hot. Andy Toyota, I-D-9, Exit 20, St. Albans. Short on time? Shop online at handycars.com.
A true teammate takes on every day with a winner's attitude. gets up when they fall down, and leaves it all on the field. There's a group of teammates who do all these things every single day. But they're more than your typical athlete. They're kids dealing with unthinkable medical circumstances. Team Impact matches children facing serious illness or disability with college sports teams, creating a long-term, life-changing experience for everyone involved. Help us get all kids in the game. Visit teamimpact.org. Team Impact. All in, all together.
Morgan Stanley Wealth Management values long-term relationships with its clients. Built on servicing clients well, relationships spanning decades. Your local Morgan Stanley Wealth Management office knows that building relationships begins with getting to know each of our clients. That's because each investor has different goals. For more information, call 658-2424. Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
You want to take your grilling to the next level? It's all about what you've got sitting on the grates.
Mackenzie Hardwood Smoked Sausage, Beer Brats, and Natural Casing Franks.
You'll thank me later.
Make it special. Make it Mackenzie.
For the game. For the holiday. For the family outing. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of grilled perfection.
Make it special. Make it Mackenzie.
College sports fans now have access to hundreds of weekly podcasts that zero in on the college sports world. Now available in the Varsity Podcast Network and part of the new Varsity app. The app is free and available from wherever you get your favorite apps. Download the Varsity app today to have access to hundreds of national podcasts as well as your favorite team-focused podcasts. The Varsity Podcast Network, now available for free on the Varsity app. Download from the App Store and listen today.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup as the top college athletic programs for the 2024-25 college athletic season? You can follow the standings of your favorite team or alma mater at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2025 to the winning institutions in all college sports divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
We welcome you back into Catamount Insider, wrapping up episode 17. I hope you enjoyed that episode. Thanks to Simone. Thanks to Sarah. Two kids that I feel like every time I see them just have the biggest smiles on their face. And so two players that are both playing at a high level, a couple of seniors with very different stories, though. Simone coming from overseas to kind of carve out his career here in Burlington. Sarah's here just for the one season, coming from St. Thomas Aquinas, but has made an instant impact and has found a way into a starting role. And that starting role, with kind of the lineup tweak that Coach Kress has made, really has paid dividends, and they have found this consistent rotation on the women's basketball team that have resulted in them becoming really the hottest team in the conference right now. Again, it's a huge showdown against Maine, 1 p.m. tip-off later today. Ryan Zimmerman's pregame show right here on WVMT will get started at 12:30. Should be a really fun matchup between the Catamounts and the Black Bears. Those two have a bit of a rivalry dating back the last few seasons. And as I said, thanks again to Simone. It's a bye week, like we talked about, for the UVM men's ice hockey team. They will return to action next weekend, just one game next weekend, on the road at UMass Lowell next Friday. Of course, Adam LaFleur will have the call right here on WVMT and the Varsity Network app. Check out Simone and the men's ice hockey team, because these matchups right now are such high leverage showdowns. Every point is a vital point in the hockey standings as these teams are jockeying for playoff positioning. Always feels like that intensity just ratchets up as the calendar turns to February. So I'm looking forward to checking that out next Friday. It's still a busy weekend around Burlington, as I talked to you on this Saturday morning. Later on today, the women's ice hockey team continues their weekend set in Boston after taking on Northeastern yesterday at Boston University today. 1 p.m. tip-off, like I said, for women's basketball. The men's basketball team are really in need of your support. Make it out to Patrick Gym today. 2 p.m. tip-off against a really good Maine Black Bear team. Former UVM men's assistant Chris Markwood is the head coach now at Maine. That's that should be a really competitive matchup. And the basketball team with back-to-back losses for John Becker's crew, the first time since 2021 that they have dropped back-to-back America East games. So I hope to see you at Patrick Gym. If not, I'm live on the game starting at 1:30 or on the Varsity Network app. I hope to talk to you then. If not, you'll be tuning in with us, I hope so, next weekend, Saturday morning, every Saturday at 9 a.m. live locally, live on the Varsity Network app, and then it's available as well, of course, as a podcast wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks to our guests this week. I'm Brian McLaughlin. Talk to you next Saturday with more Catamount Insider presented by Milton Catt.
On the Vermont Sports Network from Learfield, this has been the Catamount Insider, presented by Milton Catt. Get equipped, get to work. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Vermont Sports Network.